He liked that. And actually, I told people over in Asia, I'm a very humble monk. And I always say, if you're humble, you should flaunt it. Anyway, let's get away from all of that. And now is the opportunity for meditating for half an hour, which is a wonderful opportunity just to be peaceful. Instead of telling people how to be happy, let's do it. So, closing your eyes. Being aware of your body. And moving your body until it gets into the most comfortable position. When you are aware of your body, this is called mindfulness, focused on the physical comfort or pain disturbance of your own body. So you're not thinking about problems, about the nature of the world, about the past or the future. You're looking at this body in which you live. Being aware of her. Feeling it. And if you think that you could make your body more comfortable by wiggling your bottom on the chair, please do so. By changing the position of your legs, change them. By coughing, cough. By scratching, scratch. To develop mindfulness of the body enough that it gives you feedback. You can feel if your body is getting more comfortable if you lean forward or if you lean back. What feels the best? Once you've moved the body, coughed, scratched, and got it as comfortable as possible, then we go to the deeper relaxation. If there's any irritation, pain, tightness, anywhere in your body, feel it, be aware of it. And try attitudes of mind, making peace with that pain, letting it be. Being kind, opening the door of your heart to that irritation. Just see if that irritation or pain gets less. When you're aware of that feeling, you'll find the attitude of mind does make it change. If it's fear, control, trying to get rid of things, it makes the feeling worse. Letting go relaxes. Kindness eases the problem. Just by doing this on your body, you're learning a huge amount of wisdom, and at the same time, you're learning how to relax your own body. Mindfulness is what gives you feedback. And you relax your body to the max. Any tight parts, any muscles which are being pulled, you let go of both ends, like letting go of a rope which is being stretched at both ends. The rope becomes loose, at ease, just like your body. Anything squashed, you take the pressure off a part of your body, allowing it to expand to its natural shape, like a sponge which has been squashed. Anything which is irritating, you're just kind to it. And soon you find the irritation lessens slightly. And you carry on being kind, until the irritation gets so soft it just vanishes. Just be aware of parts of your body. Relax them one after the other. And keep relaxing your body until it feels deeply at ease. And you can't see a tight part anywhere. Your shoulders are loose. Your face is not scrunched. If you still feel a tight part, be aware of it and find out how to lessen it, lessen the tightness. Expand, let go, release. So there's nothing telling you what to do. The body's at ease, naturally. And just spend a few moments noticing the delight of a body which is relaxing. Enjoy the happiness of a body which is at peace. And if you can, put your awareness on that delight. You'll find the body relaxes even more. Then quite naturally, when your body is relaxed and peaceful, you can turn to your inner world, your mind. And any tightness or tension, pain in your mental world from the past, some difficulty or unpleasant event earlier on, or some fear, anxiety for the future, whatever is an agitation of your mind, be aware of it. And don't look at the details, but there's just the general agitating factor of that past or future memory. And see what you need to do to make that future fear or past memory less heavy, less of a problem. Soften it. until the past and the future gets so light, it's easy to drop it. And you can just feel the general nature, the peace, the tiredness, the agitation of your mind. Be aware, mindful of that quality. How peaceful are you? How agitated are you in your mind? That will give you my feedback, so you can see just how you relax in your mind and how you get more tense. You will find it's the same letting go, the same kindness, gentleness, making peace, which relaxed your body, which brings peace to your mind. So mind gets very peaceful. You may become aware of your breathing. If you wish, as you breathe in, you can say to yourself, breathing in peace. As you breathe out, say to yourself, let go. And imagine the peace coming into your body and mind. Imagine anything which is causing you problems or sickness going out with the out-breath. Breathing in peace, health, strength. Breathing out sickness, weakness, depression. Imagine it going out with the out-breath, being replaced by positive qualities like peace, kindness, health, with every in-breath. You can only do that if the mind is calm and the thoughts have mostly subsided. The thoughts are still active, and just go about just generally relaxing the mind. Look at the peace indicator or the agitation. When your mind relaxes and becomes peaceful, there's no need for thoughts, they vanish.
It's getting really close to the end of the meditation.
Before we finish, please reflect on how relaxed you have become physically and mentally since you began this half an hour meditation. What change can you perceive? And also, what worked and what didn't? So you can learn every time and become a deeper and deeper meditator with every experience. I'll now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Excellent.